Thanksgiving, and we ought to give God all the praise, honor, glory, thanks. I wonder how many of you this morning was just thankful you had a nice, warm house to wake up in. All around the world, there's people today without houses like you have to wake up in. I'm so thankful God has given me this pastorate here at First Baptist Church in Gunbarrel. I'm so glad that you are members here, and we love each other, and we have a great time together. I thank God every day for my family. Praise God. You got so much to be thankful for. I thank God for my children, my grandchildren, daughter-in-laws. I just thank God that He has blessed my family, and I want you to know that I thank God for all that He's given me. We'd be selfish if we didn't thank Him for all the blessings. Oh, you know, all around the world, well, there's some people better off, some people not as good off. But we have such a great country here. We live in a great country in the United States. And on December the 4th, 1619, a group of English settlers arrived in Berkeley Hundred, about 20 miles from Jamestown, and their charter stated that that day that their ship landed there would be yearly and recognized as a day of thanksgiving to the Almighty God. Now, that was the first Thanksgiving here in America. And if you look that up, you'll find that. And since our nation has regularly observed a national day of thanksgiving, the Scripture tells us, if you will, in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, these words: in everything, give thanks. Man, can you imagine that? Everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. He says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you today that we have the privilege of coming here, lift up our praises and worship to you. Nice, warm building, good lights. Lord, we just thank you that we have comfortable pews to sit upon. God, so many times we take for granted everything and do not say thank you. But Lord, I thank you this morning that I was able to get up and just enjoy breathing the air that we have. Oh Lord, I thank you for putting us in a place like this. And we give you praise today, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Now, all of us will go out this week probably and celebrate Thanksgiving, or you'll be at home celebrating Thanksgiving. We have some of our members will be traveling. Some called me this week and said, "Preacher, we won't be back till after Thanksgiving. We're going to see our children." And I just thank God that people are all week long will be celebrating Thanksgiving. But let's not just celebrate. Let's remember who has given us all this stuff. The Scripture says to always be thankful. In everything, give thanks. Now, folks, thankfulness is not a suggestion. It is commanded by God. Give thanks. In Ephesians, it says, giving thanks always. Now, we need to understand this morning about being thankful and how we are commanded by God to be thankful. These are not suggestions. These are commands by God, for it says, this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, this little passage of Scripture, one little verse, in everything give thanks. That command reminds me and should remind us of how thoughtful we should be today. How thoughtful. Think of the blessings. Think of the blessings that you have right now. And if you start thinking of the blessings, I think you'd find yourself grateful. Grateful to God for all the blessings He's given us. To be thoughtful of all the things. Thankful is a command, simply, I believe, to stop. You see, so many of us are so busy, aren't we? We get up in the morning, we hit the floor, put on our shoes, get ready, drink a cup of coffee, out the door to work. Come in, we're tired. We come in, sit down, eat supper, and watch a little news and go to bed. I wonder if that's your life. If that's the race that you're in. Every morning someone says, it's the same old routine, preacher. But something's missing in that routine. We have forgotten to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the job that I have. Thank you for the car that I drive. The idea here is if we're thoughtful, we should be grateful for the blessings of God in our life. How many of you just could name a real quick just... What are you thankful for, young man? You don't know, do you? What are you thankful for? Huh? Forgiveness of sin. Man, we ought to all be thankful for that. I'm thankful for that He set me free out of that old bondage to sin. You see, I think of the Bible, and I think of a man called Isaac. Isaac, the Bible says, sowed in the land. In other words, he worked in the land and he received in the year 100-fold because what? It says the Lord blessed him. You see, everything behind Isaac's sowing was God. We talked about it in our Sunday school lesson. We tend to think we did it. You know, man, I made this. I did this. I got up, I got a job, and I worked all day. And we leave God completely out of it, don't we? Yeah, but it's really not. It was God that woke you up. It was God that let you live. It was God that gave you that job. It was God that safely guided you there and back. It all should revolve around God. And Isaac realized that. And the Bible says God blessed him. And I believe if we look at life, we can say each one of us have been blessed by God today. I thank God for the house that we have. I thank God for the lights. We went down into Haiti a few years back, and man, 50 miles out of Port-au-Prince, there was no lights. It was complete darkness. And of course, we forgot to take a flashlight. We figured there'd be lights everywhere. There wasn't any lights. We moved around in total darkness trying to get from one place to the other. And finally, when we got to the house, they had one light bulb that was hooked up to a battery. That don't put off a whole lot of light. A lantern with oil. You know how a lantern and oil, some of you remember back to those days, and when the electricity goes out, you light your lantern? That light bulb put off a little less probably than that lamp would. And I said, thank you, Lord, that we have lights. You let your electricity go out a few hours, and you'll be saying, thank you, Lord, if you'll come back on. Please let them come back on. You know, we don't know how to make it today, do we, without electric lights. I thank God for water. Last Sunday night, we looked at Ethiopia. Children there and the adults there are starving to death. They don't have water. They don't have food. They're just glad to get a gallon a week or something like that. It was just so little, and I'm thinking, man, we waste more water than that just in one shower or one bath or just go in and, you know, wash your face or whatever. And we take all of that for granted, and I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you that I live here in America where we have plenty of running water. And food, oh man, I don't know how I could make it without food in a day. Yes, I could. But you know, we take that for granted. A lot of people don't even say thank you before they pray, eat. They just sit down and start, you know, piling it in, piling it on. But we ought to say thank God for the food that we have here in America. I looked at my son and thought, thank God for hospitals. He was telling a few months back when he shared with us about the hospitals overseas. And I thank God today even some of our worst hospitals are a whole lot better than their best hospital. And I thank God that when I get sick, I know I can call a doctor and I can run down here to the hospital and he can find out what's wrong with me and give me a medicine that will take care of a cold or something like that. In a lot of countries, I remember when we was in Kenya kneeling down by a lady that was running a high fever, malaria. She was laying on a dirt mat in the dirt there, and that fever was really, really high, and she was in a lot of pain, and she asked us just to lay hands on her and pray for healing. And you know, I thank God that we have medicine today. I get out there after church, and I know I'll go out there, and I turn my key on in that car and crank that car, and I'll head to the house, and I thank God that for that car. It may not be a used one. It may burn oil and everything else, a new one, but it, you know, it gets me from one place to the other, and I thank God for it, because I could be like the pastor over in Africa where we support Kenya missions. He walks 10 miles to church every Sunday and 10 miles back home. And I said, thank you, God, for this car. You see what we have here? I thank God for the freedom that I can come here today and preach the Word of God and not worry about what the government's going to do. I thank God for the education that I can grow up and have and know that my children and my grandchildren will have a great education because of our school systems that we have. You see, God has blessed us. And the Bible says, be thankful. And when we think about how thankful we ought to be, the thoughtfulness of that ought to lead us to a grateful heart to God. Deuteronomy 8, 28, 1 through 4 says, for the Lord thy God has blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. And I say, praise God for the blessing that he has blessed us at First Baptist Church in Gun Barrel City. You know, we're a fairly new church. I think we're about 28 years old, something along there, 29 maybe. But you know, I thank God that he's brought us through all of this, and look at the people that we have, and we can only say it's been of God. I'd be silly to say it's been of me, wouldn't I? Because it's certainly not what I've done. Ever since I've been here, it seems like I've just made one mess after the other. And God's always mopping up after my messes. You know, kind of like a parent with their children. You know, you just have to herd them along. He said, don't worry, I'm still with you. Don't worry, I'll clean up after the mess you made. You know, I finally recognized, you know, I can't do anything. It always has to be with God. And I sat over here a while ago and said, God, you're going to have to preach this message. I'll just make a mess of it. And you just have to rely on God. He has always been with us. He's always watched over us. He's always met our every need as a church, as an individual. And we're blessed every single day more than we could ever imagine. I love that old song, count your many blessings, name them one by one. Man, it will surprise you, won't it, what the Lord has done in your life. I just couldn't sit down and write all the blessings that he's blessed us with. But not only how thoughtful we ought to be, but give thanks tells me also how thankful we should be. You see, thanks, being grateful, thanks, I said a while ago, expresses how God loves you. Thanks for the friends that we have. Thanks for the things that God has given us, all the acts of obedience to him. He's blessed us with. Verse 18 says, it is the will of God to be thankful. And folks, that just simply means if you're not thankful today for the blessings, you're out of the will of God. If you're not giving God the glory, we're out of the will of God. Over in Romans 1:21, it says, of this generation of people, although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were they thankful. Man, it just irks me sometimes. Now, I don't know exactly what irks means. I know, but I don't know the definition of it. That's just a good old term that we use in the country. It irks me sometimes to watch people. They come to church, they sit down in a pew, and they say, it's too hot in here, preacher. Or you leave the temperature, you know, that same temperature, wintertime, they come in, preacher, it's just too cold in here. They're never satisfied. I want to tell them sometimes, why don't you try sitting out there in the middle of the parking lot? Try God's air conditioning and heating system. You know, that's what they do over in Africa. Our pastor just sent me a letter not long back. Said, preacher, if you can help us build a building, we'd appreciate it. They're meeting under a tree, sitting on a log. Now, they worship a little different from what we do. They start at 9 o'clock and end about 3 o'clock in the evening. Now, you try sitting on a log that long. Let me tell you what it'll do. It'll make you appreciate that pew. It'll make you appreciate the air conditioning. It'll make you appreciate the heating system. It'll make you appreciate the lights that we have. You see, but so many times we find our people, we find ourselves complaining. If I'm not careful, I find myself, Lord, why did you let it get cold last night? Somebody said, if we don't have church tonight, if it sleeps, I said, use your own judgment. You know, I wouldn't want any of you to come out across a bridge on ice, but I'll be here. You know, we ought to be thankful to God. Now, Thanksgiving today. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm going to have dressing, and I'm hinting to my wife now, you know, cranberry sauce, all the other things that go with it. But, you know, today, Thanksgiving to us in America has become a day not to remember the blessings of God, but a day of a party, a day of getting together and watching the game, our football game on television. And we've left God out completely, hadn't we? Folks, something's wrong with the picture. As Christians, we should lift our hands to God. As Christians, we should say, thank you, Lord, for all that you've given us. A thankful day and a thoughtful day to show our gratitude to God. He says, in everything, give thanks. Now, not only is it a command, it's a continual. Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always. Always. Now, always simply means what? At all times in our life, we are to continually give thanks to God. Now, how do you do that? Unceasing thankfulness. Well, as children of Israel, they were to offer up sacrifices on a daily basis. You know, Hebrews 13:15 says, we are to offer praises to God continually for His name's sake, for His name. Folks, every day that we get up, all day long, everywhere we go, we all say, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what all I have. Uninhibited thanksgiving. Psalm, I love the Psalms. We read one a while ago. 108 verse 3 says, I will praise Thee, O Lord, among Thy people. In other words, the psalmist says, I'm going to praise God among the people. And he says, I will sing praise to all the nations. Now, folks, The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I think we ought to praise God. Now, some people think I'm crazy sometimes. I was walking in a store the other day whistling one of the praise tunes, and a lady passed me by and says, you're a happy fella. And I said, amen. I'm happy. I thank God for what he's given me. I was driving down the road the other day, and I was just singing real loud, and I looked over at the person sitting there and said, I think he thought I was crazy. But you know, I'd just soon be singing loud and let them hear me as that boom, 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 boom. You know, that's deafening. But praise God, we can do that. We've got that kind of ability. Nobody's going to stop us from singing praises all day to God. And we should not be ashamed to praise him out in public. We should not be ashamed to bow our heads in public and offer thanks for the food that we have. Man, that's what God wants us to do. Always give thanks in everything, continually. It's commanded by God. It's supposed to be continually for his sake. And thankfulness, not only that, is comprehensive. Thankful for all things. What does that mean? It includes the happiest days of our life. That's what it means. Thankfulness for all things, the happiest days of our life. It's included not only the happiest days of our life, but the saddest days of our life. You see, as Christians, we can praise God in the glad times, and we can praise God in the sad times, can't we? That's what it's all about. Giving God glory. Being thankful is not limited just to when everything is going my way. Being thankful to God is every moment that we have, the good, the bad, in everything, be thankful. Reminded of the story of a little boy in Sunday school class. Teacher says, what are you thankful for, Johnny? He said, well, I'm thankful that I got glasses on. She said, what are you thankful for the glass being glasses on? Most kids wouldn't want to wear glasses. And he said, oh, I'm thankful. Bullies won't hit you when you wear glasses. And if you wear glasses, girls won't kiss you. He says, I'm on the winning end of this thing. I'm thankful for my glasses. And folks, we're to be thankful for all things that God has given us. And in thankful, being thankful to God, being grateful to God, being thoughtful towards God in everything, we see that God has a purpose in everything that happens in our life. God has a purpose and a plan. Now, when we understand that, folks, we can truly be thankful. Knowing that God is still working in our life, no matter what shape we might be in, what condition we might be in. I read an interesting story about that happened in this town. They set up a monument. Now, a lot of times we set up monuments, don't we? I know at our baseball field over here in City Park, they've got a Gene Adamson field. They were thankful for Gene, and they set that. Gene did a lot of work. He was a member of our church. He did a lot of work on the baseball and the city council and stuff like that. And they built that field, and they put it in Gene Adamson's name. I read a story the other day. This town in Alabama, they made a monument to the boll weevil. Well, that sounds silly, don't it? But in this town, I believe it's Coffee, Alabama, they've got a picture or a statue of this big boll weevil. Now, here's the story behind it. Years ago, back in the 1895 was, the boll weevil destroyed the cotton crops in that town and the surrounding areas. And it made the farmers look to something else. And in looking to something else, they found that the peanut crop was a whole lot better and paid a whole lot more money. And they would have never found that the peanut crop would make more money and a whole lot better if it hadn't been for the boll weevil coming in and wiping out their cotton crop. So they were thankful to the Lord for that boll weevil, and they built a monument to the boll weevil, saying, "Thank you, little boll weevil, for coming and eating up our crop so we can start raising peanuts and make a fortune out of them." And we had a president, Jimmy Carter, that raised peanuts down there. Folks, how thankful are you today? The Bible says God has a purpose in everything in our life. And we need to realize that if we'll just say, "Lord, I don't know what it's all about, but I'm going to praise you and praise your name and lift your name up. Praise God, I'll find out." And just praise God in all things. Not only that, in all things we find His presence. In everything that happens, one thing is certain, that God is always with you. You see, He says, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." And that is a promise that I have clung to for years in my life. For God is always with you. Booney, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you. Now, folks, let me tell you this. A person may not look up to heaven and say, "Thank you, God, for giving me this cancer." Person may not look up to heaven and say, "Thank you, Lord, for the death of my child." Those are hard pills to swallow, aren't they? But you know what? That same person can look up to heaven and say, "Thank you, God, for I may not know what you're doing, but I know that you'll never forsake me. I know that you'll always be with me. And I know that when I come through this, I'll have grown in my faith. So thank you, Lord, not for the cancer, but thank you, Lord, not for the death of my child, but thank you, Lord, for never leaving me and walking through this valley with me." You see, He is there. That's one thing for certain. God is there. God is always faithful to us. He's always present with us. There's not a place that you can go. There's not a place that you can hide. There's not any place on this earth or under the earth or above the earth that God is not there with you. You cannot escape that. And even though difficult times come, we can lift up our hands to God and say, "Thank you, Lord." That's what this verse says. In everything, give thanks. For that's the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So in light of this passage of Scripture this morning, how many of you are thankful? How many of you are thankful today for your salvation? How many of you are thankful today for your children? How many of you are thankful for your wife? How many of you are thankful for your church? In the light of all that God has given to us, let's go from this place today and let's praise God. Let's praise God. You see, we should praise God and we should be thankful for all that He has done. You know, the greatest gift given is when God so loved the world that He gave His Son for you. For you that you might have salvation. For you that you might have eternal life. For you that you might know that you're His child and have that assurance and that hope of one day going to be with Him. We need to be thankful. And if you don't know Jesus Christ today, I'm going to give you an opportunity in just a moment when we start the invitation. To say, "Lord, I don't know you, but I want to. I want to come and trust you as Lord and Savior." And you do that simply by faith, believing that the Word of God is truth, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, believing that Jesus Christ came for you to die on the cross, that if you would put your faith in Him, that you would repent and start living for Him, you will have eternal life. That's as simple as it can get, folks. Faith in Jesus Christ. If you've never trusted Him, then that's what you need to do. You need to come. And by doing that, you're saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you for my life. Some of you here are Christians. You've been a Christian for a long time. But you know what? We're like these people that are just in a hurry sometimes. We run and run and run and run. And we've left God out. We've left God out of our life. Would you come today and just kneel at the altar and say, Lord, today I want to be thankful. I want to be praising You. I want to glorify You. I want to give thanks always to You. I want to be in the center of Your will, God. And you might just come and kneel at the altar and say, Lord, today, pick me back up and put me on the right track. Some of you here this morning and you're looking for a church home, and this is the place God has led you. Why not join in with the family here so we can work together? This is where God's led you, and you're in the center of God's will. He's going to bless your life by just being obedient to Him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You today for Your blessings. We thank You that we can be thankful in all things. And Heavenly Father, we have failed. We've fallen short. We've lost that thankful heart that we once had. Heavenly Father, I just pray today there's just someone here that needs to make a decision. They'll come right now. We'll give You the praise and honor and glory, for it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Let us stand.